TK and Berkey with you on the Big Sports Breakfast. Time to talk a bit of soccer, or let's call it football. I like football. To call it football. Yeah, football. With Phil Moss. good morning, Mossy.
TK loves that S word.
Yeah, he
loves it.
Just straight up soccer. No.
If I'm going down the pub to watch the footy, Berkey, what am I going to watch?
Well, you've got plenty of codes to choose from. That's a thing.
We don't call our game footy.
No.
It's football.
No, it's football. I like it. I played as a kid, absolutely. Mate, plenty of activity in the A-League at the moment through all the clubs.
Yeah, that's right. Pre-season's kicked off for all the clubs, as we know, and obviously there's player movements, and because the transfer window is open in different areas of the world, there's always a bit of movement this time of the year. Melbourne City defender Ivan Franjic looks like he may be off to the K-League with Daegu FC, who were promoted in 2016 to the top league in South Korea. They're sitting second last at the moment, but that's not confirmed yet, but there's strong rumours linking him with that move. Overnight, Melbourne City beat Oakley Cannons 10-0 down there in Melbourne in a friendly, and Fornaroli, here's the key part. Fornaroli scored four goals.
Wow.
So he's certainly hit the ground running this season. And Oakley Cannons are an NPL side, so they're not, they're no mugs, and that sounds like a very good performance and result for Melbourne City.
Mark Bridge is always fantastic with his time, Mossy, on this program, and he's back.
Great guy too, Bridgie, and a club legend at Western Sydney Wanderers. He went over to Thailand to a club called Chiangrai, and everything was going swimmingly until he had a leg injury, broke his leg. Not a bad break, but enough to keep him out for a while, and apparently things went sour. Great story doing the rounds of the media at the moment from Bridgie on how much he took for granted here in the A-League and how well players are looked after. Yeah. Compared with when you go over to the so-called bright lights of Asia. So very happy to be back, and I'm sure Wanderers fans are very happy to have him back because he's got the second most amount of games for the club, scored 32 goals in 112 games in his previous stint.
So there's no doubt that his experience in Asia would have been sweet and sour.
That's great. Can I use that tonight?
Do you know how many times anyone who's not watching on Channel 526 wouldn't have seen how many times TK just hit Berkey in the arm waiting to deliver that line?
I'm next.
I love the bad pun.
Oh, it's great. We do it every night in the play of the day. There's puns everywhere. Socceroos Matildas, Matthew Leckie, Jamie McLaren, both scoring pre-season friendlies, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it is. You know what it's like, guys. You know, you want to put your best foot forward straight away to make a good impression on the coaching staff. Matthew Leckie playing for Hertha Berlin in the Bundesliga got off the mark. Jamie McLaren, his first game over there in Germany in the second division with Ingolstadt, the Bundesliga 2 it is, scored as well. So that'll be huge for his confidence because, you know, he's just made the move from Brisbane Roar. He's on the fringes of the Socceroos at the moment. To score over there, and if he can do that regularly, then he's going to really mount a case to be in the Socceroos squad for these qualifiers.
Mate, breaking news out of the UK currently on the BBC is that Chelsea manager Antonio Conte has signed a new 2-year deal with the Premier League champions.
I don't understand why they give him a new deal,
That's
TK.
Right.
I mean, he's only won the English Premier League in his first attempt.
That would be a nice little upgrade, I imagine. Not that he was licking the dates off the calendar before.
That's right, and I think we spoke about it before, that for winning the Premier League, he got given another $200 million to spend in the transfer market, so... Not bad.
They just get
to business. Keep any of that.
No.
No.
Coaches don't do that.
No, of course.
You're given money for the transfer market. You're given contract money to live off. So
then there's offshore, isn't there? There's something they can plant offshore somewhere at the same time. Exactly right. What about Matildas? So they've got the squad coming up for the Tournament of Nations.
Yes, over in America, they play the USA, Japan, and Brazil starting July 28th with that game against the USA. Princess Abini. 17-year-old. Now that's Bernie Abini's sister. Is going to make her debut.
That's fantastic.
So good little story there. Beautiful family, the Abini family, and Princess is following in the footsteps of her brother Prince Bernie.
How will they go?
Look, they're up there. The Matildas. They're in the top five in the world. Last time I saw the rankings. So this is a massive tournament for Alan Stajic and his players. And, you know, Stadge has done a fantastic job with the Matildas. He's come in, he's really evolved the squad, he's given it so much more depth. The players love playing for him. And he's a really good guy as well. So he's got the right intentions for football in Australia and for women's football in particular. Okay. And this is a big tournament for him and the players.
And, mate, just Neymar, is he going anywhere?
Well, look, there's links to a massive move to Paris Saint-Germain. He's got a release clause set at about $327 million. And it looks as though PSG are prepared to activate that release clause. But Barca have denied the rumours and said he's not going anywhere.
So
but
Barca would get the 327.
Yeah.
And does Neymar get any of that?
Yeah, he'd get a percentage of that, no doubt. And there's a few other clubs in his line of clubs that helped develop him that would get a payday as well.
So that filters down?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
the manager gets a little... He's got enough to buy a G5 or a G6. What's it up to now, the planes? What are the private planes? TK, you can tell us what the private planes
are. I'm a long
to.
Way from there. G5.
Is TK fly private planes?
That's exactly right.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? And I won't quick my mate, Alexis Sanchez.
Yes, well, there's that continuing talk that he won't renew with Arsenal. He's still got a year to run, but there's clubs circling. One of those clubs was Bayern Munich, but they've now pulled out of that race to try and poach him a year before his contract ends at Arsenal. The signing of Real Madrid's Colombian James Rodriguez was a catalyst for Bayern Munich pulling out. Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, who's in charge of football at Bayern, has said they're not interested anymore. They've spent their pennies.
Right. And a lot of the text people are getting involved in soccer v football, but I'm not going to go there today. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. See you tomorrow.
Phil Moss joining us.